You're listening to Nature of Things. This episode from January 17th, 1992, discusses the errors in nature that go unnoticed.
I've learned not to trust my memory, as I used to, in technical or statistical matters, even incubation periods or the size of holes in birds' boxes. The most annoying thing to me is to hear myself making gaffes, which I recognize as wrong as soon as I hear the program aired. A prime example was 2 weeks ago when I was talking about springtails and stoneflies. The mistake was simple enough. I kept saying nymph when I should have said adult. Pretty clear distinction. At first, I was irate with myself, but as I began to understand what happened, it made me laugh. Someone recently had asked me about springtails. They called them snow lice. I decided to talk about them. As I sometimes do, I turned to an old newspaper column I did on springtails many years ago, and after ad-libbing an introduction, I read the salient facts about the springtails from the column. When I was finished, I looked at the counter on the tape recorder. It read 73, way short of the required 90-plus that signifies 5 minutes. What to do? Looking in my loose-leaf file, I noticed that the next column was about stoneflies, some species of which emerge when there is snow on the ground. Okay, I'll fill out the required time talking about stoneflies. I started to ad-lib enough on the stoneflies to fill in the minute required, glancing periodically at the newspaper column for ideas. The problem was that the column was about the aquatic phase, the nymphs, and I was ad-libbing about adults on the snow. When the term nymph appears 3 or 4 times in every written paragraph, I guess it imprints on your mind. Anyway, I kept saying nymph when I should have said adult. Made me think of my old limnology professor at Cornell. If Dwight Webster, wherever he is, had heard that, he'd probably think, didn't I teach that guy anything? In fact, he did, a lot, including a model for conducting field laboratories, most of the time when I was teaching. It really motivated me, so I figured it would motivate my students. Well, enough about my mistakes, for which I do apologize and pledge always to try to make right. How about the mistakes in nature? Can we say that creatures in the wild are error-prone? Ignoring the semantics and exquisiteness of the language and science, I think we could say that every encounter between predator and prey in nature results from a mistake one or the other of the involved parties makes. If the owl does everything just right, waits until his prey has wandered just a bit too far from shelter, finds an unobstructed approach, times things just right, including prediction of the reaction of the prey when it discovers its danger. If the owl does everything right, it scores. Actually, it's a moot point whether you should credit the owl's art or the rabbit's ineptitude. What I've discovered in a brief survey of my favorite sources is that references to error in nature are rare and episodic. Stories mostly of unusual or essentially contraproductive activity. Consider the following. At the Rogers Center, a pair of hooded mergansers nested in the small wetland adjacent to the building. The hen first laid several eggs in a box occupied by a wood duck, then found a cavity in which to lay her own clutch. The result was a brood of 10 woodies with 2 merganser chicks that just tagged along. While the woodies were searching the grasses along the shore for insects and seeds, the 2 mergs were busy just offshore diving and foraging in the water for their food. Eventually, the merg chicks disappeared. How about the red-winged blackbird that lash one side of their nest to the live cattail stalks and the other to dead stalks? While live cattail continues to lengthen under the nest, the lashing on the dead stalks slips slightly downward. This results in a tipping of the nest, almost enough to spill the contents on the ground. How about the cowbird that lays its egg in a warbler's nest before the clutch is complete? If it's a yellow warbler, it may build an addition to the nest, which buries the cowbird's egg. I could go on, but the tape is running out. I'll put the subject on the list for future investigation. Meanwhile, think about the nature of mistakes. It looks to me like we humans are the only ones which can actually make mistakes. In nature, a mistake is like a tree that falls in the forest when no one is watching. There's no one around to classify it. Well, that's all I have for today. This is John Weeks saying thanks for listening. Tune in next week and keep it natural.